Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Just some ground rules first. We want to welcome everyone here this morning. If you're coming to speak on a regular council calendar item, when you come up, please just give us your name. You don't have to give us your address or phone number. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization, let us know that and what organization you're lobbying for. Everyone is typically given 3 minutes to speak unless there's some other arrangement. Please testify to the matter at hand. If you're coming up on a water item, talk about the water item. If you have support or concerns about what's being said at the podium by your fellow citizen, feel free to thumbs up or thumbs down, but no vocal demonstrations, please, so everybody can have their say. Disruptive behavior is not tolerated, and you'll be asked to leave. If you have any handouts, please give them to Carla, our clerk, and she'll distribute them. So thank you all for coming today. And we have, first up, before we get into the regular calendar, a proclamation this morning. I'm going to turn to Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Today we're going to celebrate Small Business Week with a proclamation, and I'm going to invite our two honored guests forward. First, Heather Hale, who is the Executive Director of Venture Portland. And the second is Hilda Stevens, who runs a business called Bozzi Beer Brasserie in the Hawthorne District, and maybe, next to Martha Pellegrino, the city's biggest fan of the Portland Thorns.
Excuse me.
Oh, we have a three-way fight for that now.
Maybe the biggest fan outside of this building. Would that satisfy my friend and colleague? So it is my honor this morning, on behalf of the mayor and the council, to read the following proclamation, and then we'll turn to both of you. Whereas small businesses are the backbone of our local economy, and whereas over 98% of Portland's neighborhood small businesses have five or fewer employees, and whereas Portland ranks in the top 20 of large American cities for small business vitality, and whereas 70 cents of every dollar that we spend stays in the local economy when we shop at a local small business, and whereas Portland's small businesses create family wage jobs, boost our local economy, and strengthen our neighborhoods, and whereas the city of Portland, Oregon, celebrates the leadership of our champions for local small businesses, including Venture Portland, our business district associations, the city's Small Business Advisory Council, Voice for Oregon Innovation and Sustainability, our local chambers of commerce, Business Oregon, the Portland Development Commission, the Portland Business Alliance, and the Main Street Alliance of Oregon. And whereas May 12th through May 16th, 2014, is National Small Business Week, now therefore I, Mayor Charlie Hales, Mayor of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 12th through May 16th, 2014, as Portland Celebrates Small Business Week. And we urge the residents of our great city to observe this week by shopping local and supporting our small businesses now and throughout the year. Congratulations.
Good morning. Welcome.
Heather? So thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Hales, commissioners. Good morning. My name's Heather. I am the executive director of Venture Portland. As you all know, Venture Portland is the support system for the city's 50 neighborhood business districts, which together contain 19,000 businesses and provide 250,000 jobs. As 98% of those 19,000 businesses who have five or fewer employees know, in Portland, small is really big, which is why for the entire month of May, Venture Portland is celebrating the small businesses that power Portland's economy. At Venture Portland, we know that the business of Portland is about more than just business. It's about people, neighborhoods, and culture, creating jobs, and growing business and connecting neighborhoods. And this week in particular, it's about celebrating small. So City Council and all Portlanders, I hope you'll join me and Commissioner Fish in supporting the small businesses that make Portland, Portland. And I have brought each of you one of our Portland Celebrates Small signs. These are popping up in small business windows across the city, and we would love to have you put them in your windows here in City Hall. Thank you.
So, Hilda, welcome.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to hearing from you, and we hope you'll put some shameless plugs in for your business so we know what you do, and particularly about a special beer that you sell.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Commissioners and Mayor, for having me here this morning. My name is Hilda Stevens. I'm the owner of Bozzi Beer Brasserie on Hawthorne. I'm also the past president and existing board member for the Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association. So it's a pleasure to be here this morning. I've lived in the neighborhood for over 10 years. And after working for 15 years in the corporate life, I gave up, you know, that job to start my own business, which was always a passion of me. And I couldn't have picked a better place to open up Bozzi than the Hawthorne neighborhood. I think Hawthorne is very eclectic, it's unique. There are so many thriving businesses, but also as a community member, I think it's very important to support your local businesses. Because I do live in the neighborhood, I've seen what a thriving business community does to also a neighborhood. And that's something that's been very exciting for me as a business owner. Bozzi opened in May of 2011. I decided to combine two of my passions, beer and soccer, which happens to also be now Portland's passions. So it's really exciting to own a Belgian beer soccer bar in the neighborhood. We've, in the last 3 years, we'll be celebrating our three-year anniversary on May 27th. During that time, we've become very close supporters of the Portland Thorns, the Portland Timbers, and also the American Outlaws. And little did I know that my small bar on Hawthorne would become a place of soccer memorabilia. So we have the Rose City Riveters, which are the supporting group of the Portland Thorns. Earlier in the year, they awarded us the banner that was signed by all the players after the National Women's Soccer League Championship, so which was really exciting. So now we have that on display at the bar. And this afternoon, you know, we're going to be having Timber Joey as well as Commissioner Fish joining us. And so we're really excited about that. The game starts at 5 o'clock. I'm hoping that some of you will be there to support us. On behalf of the Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association, earlier in the year, I completed a grant as part of the MLS All-Star Week, so Major League Soccer. And we were fortunate enough to get a grant from Venture Portland. We're going to be building 9 miniature golf courses, soccer courses along Hawthorne. So we're going to have 9 businesses putting their creative minds together. So think putt-putt, but with soccer. And that event is going to be held on August 3rd from 11 to 6 p.m. The website is live. The event is called Kick Kick Score, and the website is kickkickscore.com. So we encourage all of Portland, you know, to come to Hawthorne, go through the 9 courses. We're going to have 3 different categories. It's very much a family-oriented event, which is, you know, a lot of what Bozzi is about, too. Soccer is not just about, you know, for the older folks, but it's also for the youth and getting the youth involved at an early age. So we're really excited about that event. And from what I hear, it looks like Commissioner Nick Fish is actually going to take a stab at that course. We're going to build you a 3-par course. So we're going to see how close to the goal.
Or my designee. I have a 10-year-old. I have a 10-year-old who's quite a soccer player. So
oh, perfect.
I might let Chapin take the lead, but thank you. My colleagues saw the really nice profile about your business, and I believe you have a beer that is named for the Thorns?
Yes. So last fall, everybody, have all of you been to a Portland Timbers game, I'm assuming? So you've heard a lot of the breweries have, you know, different beers named after the Timbers. So we have a Kick Axe beer. We also have a Timbers Green and Gold Kolsch. And last year after the Portland Thorns, you know, brought us a trophy, I thought, how come the Thorns don't have their own beer? So I'm lucky enough to have friends in the brewing business. So some of my friends at Lompoc Brewing allow me to go over there and take over their brewery system. And we put together a recipe, and we created the Every Rose Has Its Thorn IPA.
Hey.
We'll have that on today. So if you're there after work hours, hopefully you will join us for one of those two.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks both. Very much. And enjoy that soccer extravaganza.
the mayor and I have been committed through the MLS festivities to bring some of the benefits to the neighborhoods. Heather picked up on that in doing the small grants program. And I think there's four different neighborhoods, is that right, that'll have soccer-themed events during MLS week?
Yeah, there will be many more neighborhoods than that, but we gave out four grants to Hawthorne, Overlook, University Park, and Park Rose. So there will be Venture Portland grant-funded MLS soccer activities happening in those communities.
And what's also cool, Mayor, is Bayern Munich, which is one of the top teams in the world, will be practicing at the University of Portland, and we'll be doing some pop-up events where players will show up at neighborhood beer places. There'll be there's a couple of games which will not be scheduled until it shows up as a pop-up event. And so we're trying to make sure that the benefits of this wonderful event extend to our neighborhoods. And Heather has been doing some really great work to that end. So thank you, Heather.
Excellent. Great. Well, thank you very much for being here this morning. Any other comments?
I can't be there today, but I'm sure my son and I will be back again. Good.
Thank you. Should we do a quick picture?
Yes, please. Thanks very much. Okay, let's move on to the regular calendar, please, and take item 419.